My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is on medical leave. Joining us right now, folks, one of the coolest college football coaches in the country, Mike Locksley. What's going on, Coach?
Rob, what's happening, man? How you guys doing?
No, I'm doing well. I got to give Jeremy Kahn all the credit for this. We should call the Big Ten, Big Ten country, because you guys own the entire country.
Yeah, if you live in the U.S., you're in Big Ten country.
Give me a Seattle story.
Yeah, my buddy works in Seattle, and I'm like, he covers Washington, obviously, and we were talking about everything, and I said, well, damn, we're both in Big Ten country, and you start thinking about it, it's all across the country, so interesting enough. But Coach, I went on a show last night, and they said, hey, can you give us some insight who's starting for Maryland? I don't know that you want to break that news now, but have you made your decision?
Yeah, I think I'm going to start at quarterback for Maryland this week. see if I can put it in my hands and get us off the ground.
No design rollouts?
No, we going straight QB sneak. Hey. Straight QB sneak, homie.
Hey, Coach, so, with what you did in the broadcast booth with the Orioles, we might need you to come back down and get some more runs scored for that team.
Oh, man, I hope I can get a few runs this weekend. No, we're excited about it, man. It's anytime, you know, you put so much time into the start of the season, and then once it starts, it goes pretty quickly. And as I told our guys, we've got to get off to a fast start. It's a lot like a rocket launch, man. It takes a lot of energy, a lot of inertia, a lot of power early to get that thing going and get it lifted to gain the momentum and go places it's never been. And that's kind of what the start of the season is for us, because we're trying to go places we haven't been. And I'm excited about the team, man. I really am.
Hey, well, Coach Lockley. Coach, you know, let's talk about that move now in the Big Ten, now having some of the Pac-12 teams out. I know it's not ideal to have to go out to Oregon. Not that I would ever really want to go to Oregon, but it has to help out knowing now we live in an age, and I don't think people get it, where these kids don't have to physically go to class to go to class. They can do this all online, and it makes it not easy or ideal, but a lot easier than it would have been before online classes.
Yeah, man, there's so much constant change. I mean, just think, in college football, we're using the coach-to-player communications now that the NFL does. Anytime you expand a room, and I said this in Indianapolis, this is what happens when you expand the room, when you bring in different people, different thoughts and ideas are shaped. And when you add the four teams from the West Coast to the Big Ten, you know, all four of those programs are really strong academic schools and are in alignment with the best of both worlds that this conference offers, with a first-class education and a first-class athletic experience, playing some of the best teams in the country. And I think bringing them in is a good thing. And like you guys said, I mean, the direction that the landscape of college athletics is becoming more pro-like. But I would also guard against it, saying the difference between pros and college is that we don't get to select, meaning we don't have an order of how we get to pick them or go select them. And so we've got to continue to develop players. We've got to continue to do a really good job of identifying them early.
Hey, Coach, what about the fact of, you know, we just joked about Big Ten country being across the U.S.? Any concerns over travel and the effect that that can have on some of the players? Because it seems like you guys are going to be traveling quite a bit with the new way that the Big Ten is set up.
Yeah, it doesn't, because, you know, Tony Petitti, our commissioner, has done a really good job of the direction. You know, we've got one West Coast swing per year for us in football, and, you know, a bunch of NFL teams have to do that swing. We've done the research on how people travel. I think we're going to go out a day earlier than we normally would. So we'll get out there on a Thursday and try to practice immediately with a little sunlight and get the circadian rhythm set out there on the West Coast and spend Friday kind of acclimating to that difference in time. But it is what it is. And, you know, most of these kids are coming here to earn degrees and be developed for the NFL. And
yeah,
they're getting that experience a little earlier of what it's like to have to make that travel and prepare your body as well as, you know, mentally prepare for that type of trip.
Here with Coach Locksley, Maryland football coach, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Coach, I'm looking at your roster now for a couple of weeks, man. I'm seeing a lot of Virginias, a lot of Marylands, a couple of Baltimore kids. When you came in, Delaware, you made this thing, we got to build a fence around this and recruit the DMV. How much more or how much easier is it now to do it than it was when you first took over?
You know, it's not necessarily easier, but I think what's happened, and, you know, when you first come in, you sell a vision. You sell, hey, here's what it's going to look like in 3-4 years. And now the vision kind of we've proven to people, you know, it's the old adage, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do you have to win first to get good players, and or do you go get the good players to win? And, you know, we've 5 short years, we've kind of flipped the thought process of how people think about the University of Maryland football. It's not your, as I like to say, your same old mama's Maryland. And so, you know, coming in and having an opportunity to get this program up and running, recruiting has gotten it's gotten better, not easier. And I've had some great staff that have helped, you know, bringing in Latrell Scott. He's been able to finally crack that Virginia thing that we have not been able to get into over the years. And Coach Scott, who, you know, grew up outside of Richmond, took the University of Richmond to the 1AA championship game as a 34-year-old head coach, has got great ties down there like I have up in this area. And so we don't have to go very far to get good players, but the one area where we do have to continue to that will help us is when we create the environment that we've been working hard to create, where kids come here and know that they're going to be playing in front of a loud, raucous crowd. Like when I come up to Baltimore and I watch the Ravens, man, the great fans up there in Baltimore, and we need to try to get some of them down, you know, the 45 minutes south on BW Parkway and come on in to Turfsville and support us.
Hey, Coach, how important, that's what I want to piggyback on. You got a game at noon this Saturday. How important is it that you pack the stadium for those kids? Because there is a reason why they call it home field advantage. So, you know,
it is. I mean, you know, and here's the good thing, whether it's our fans or whether it's the opponent's fans, it's the environment. And this generation of kids, they want to play in an environment that allows them to show their brand and to flourish, and we've done that. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not here bashing our fans, because, you know, we've got some loyal ones. I think we were right around 40,000 last year. But just the environment of staying for all 4 quarters, coming to every game, not just when we play, you know, SC at home for homecoming. When the top recruits in this area come to a game and they look up in the stands pregame and they don't see the support, it makes it a little tough, because yeah, it's hard to sell Maryland if sell them that, hey, we've got great fans, when they come and they see it and it's not necessarily the case. And so, again, we've got to do our part, and I'm working hard to do it, but I think we all got to put some skin in the game and got to get some people, some butts in seats.
Well, we're doing our part to support as well, because that game, you can hear right here on 105.7 The Fan on Saturday. Coverage begins at 10:30, so go Terps. Coach, thanks a lot, my friend, and the best of luck to you for the 2024 season.
Appreciate you guys, Rob. Talk soon.
Thanks, Coach.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.